Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 67,000 Americans are dangerously ill today in the hospital with COVID-19. That's a new high for hospitalizations and nearly twice as many as 2 weeks ago. We're going to touch down now in two hot spots around the country, starting with Iowa. Natalie Krebs is health reporter for Iowa Public Radio. Natalie, Iowa is not alone in its struggle with COVID. What does the situation look like in your state?
Yeah, so we're seeing a rapid increase in cases. We're seeing upwards of 4,000 cases a day, nearly 20,000 in the last week, which is huge for a state that just has a population of about 3 million. Hospitalizations have nearly doubled this month. We have health officials warning us across the country, basically, that our system is kind of on the brink of being overwhelmed.
You know, it's interesting. Iowa doesn't have a statewide mask order, but your Republican Governor Kim Reynolds this week did make some new rules. She said that gatherings of more than 25 people indoors aren't allowed, more than 100 people outdoors not allowed unless everyone is wearing a mask. But I know there's some concern that this is largely toothless, that it's not going to make much of a difference. What are you hearing?
Yeah, you're right. We have no statewide mask mandate, and Governor Reynolds issued orders earlier this week basically targeted at large crowds. But yeah, I mean, I'm hearing from public health experts that this is being spread with informal social gatherings, you know, informal family gatherings. And so basically her new regulations really didn't target that. And a lot of people are afraid it's just really not going to target the spread of the virus across Iowa.
Schools have been asking the state for permission to shut down again and go back to online learning. What can you tell us about that situation?
Yeah, we've had a number of school districts ask for permission to, from a waiver from the Department of Education, to go online again. Our state has rules in place where the county percent positivity rate over a 14-day average has to be above 15% in order for schools to ask this permission. Over 75% of Iowa's counties are pretty much at this level right now, even more than that. And so we've had a number of school districts are asking the state permission now to go online.
So you're painting a pretty bleak picture here, but do you get the sense that everyday people, everyday Iowans, see what's happening around them? Are they taking this latest surge seriously?
Yeah, that's a big debate here. I mean, we have the governor, we have public health officials are really encouraging people to follow public health mitigation strategies. It's hard to get people to wear masks down here. Local public health administrators have told me the same thing, that they're just struggling to get people to follow social distancing, masking, you know.
Why do you think that is?
Suggestions. Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, some people point to the fact that Governor Reynolds hasn't issued a universal mask mandate. Some people are pointing to what they say are mixed messages about what people should be doing. You know, they're confused. They have kind of taken a position in this pandemic. It's really unclear exactly what is going on, why people aren't always following mitigation strategies.
Natalie Krebs, health reporter for Iowa Public Radio. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.